mercies, for his righteousness. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt your name. Father, we magnify your name. Thank you and thank you and thank you, Lord. Blessed and blessed and blessed be your holy name. Thank you and thank you, King of glory. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have given thanks. Amen. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. For somebody that is expecting testimonies, lift up those hands again and say, Lord, visit me again tonight. Tonight again, visit me. King of glory, visit me again. Lord God of righteousness, in this service, speak to me. Meet me at the point of my needs. Visit me expressly. Let your name only be exalted. Let your name only be glorified. Visit me expressly, O Lord. Thank you and thank you and thank you. Jesus, most marvelous name, we have given thanks. Amen. Father, visit us again tonight. Amen. Speak to us expressly. Amen. This service, Lord, your word will turn to us for a testimony. Amen. No one will suffer financial pressure again. Amen. Financial struggle is finally over. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. For everyone saying amen, they will see it. Amen. And your name will be glorified. Amen. Thank you, Holy One. Jesus' precious name. Amen. You know, the Holy Spirit just laid in my heart right now. There are people right here, right now, that don't see the way out of their financial struggle. They feel the financial struggle is too much. Where is the way out? That's where they are not saying amen. Glory to God. But you can't limit a limitless God. You may not see the way out, but he has a way out for you. That you don't see does not mean the way out is not there. Glory to God. Somebody is coming out of every financial pressure. They are coming out of every financial struggle. In the name of Jesus Christ. Help me and congratulate your neighbor on your right and on your left. Tell your neighbor it's a new day for you. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus' marvelous name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fundamentals of kingdom wealth. This is part 5. Fundamentals of kingdom wealth. This will be part 5 of it. Please take note. Scriptures tells us that we have an heritage of financial fortune. Financial fortune. In other words, financial fortune is our right in redemption. Financial fortune is our right in redemption. That was one of the things that Christ obtained for us at redemption. Revelation 5 and verse 12, he says, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb. Please, studio, you need to follow me very quickly because we need to be fast tonight. Revelation 5 and verse 12. He said, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches. Power first and riches. He received power, and one of the things that power commands are riches. He was rich from the beginning, came poor, and then restored riches for us. 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9 said, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. And I looked at this scripture in another version, CEB. He said, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. CEB translation. That though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his, ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, although he was rich, he became poor for your sakes, so that you could become rich through his poverty. So that you could become rich through his poverty. CEV translation. He says, you know, our Lord Jesus Christ treated us with undeserved grace by giving up all his riches so you could become rich. What does that mean? That we are not walking in it does not mean it is not available. If we are not walking in it, it does not mean that it is not available. Somebody already purchased it for us. Not walking in it is called double jeopardy. In other words, double jeopardy means you are suffering what somebody already suffered. So, what is required to walk in it? And that is by building capacity, knowledge on the subject matter. By building, studio, please. I don't know, you guys are just talking there. Follow me quickly, please. I sent this to you since morning, 9 a.m. this morning. Glory to God. What is required to walk in it? By building capacity and knowledge on the subject matter. Proverbs 24, verses 3 to 5, he said, through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. He said, a wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. To enjoy kingdom kind of wealth, we need to build our knowledge and our capacity. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of what it entails to walk in kingdom wealth. That means our foundation for kingdom wealth is embedded in our knowledge. Foundation for kingdom wealth is embedded in our knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of what kingdom wealth entails. And without a solid foundation, the building will crash. So foundation is key in anything and everything that we are doing. If the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? If there is fault in the foundation, the architect, the structural engineer can do nothing about it. Building will always come down. Psalm 11 and verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Therefore, for the building to stand, foundation must be solid. Matthew 7, 24 to 25, it says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not. Why? For it was founded upon a rock. What does that mean? Wisdom demands we lay a solid foundation. When a solid foundation is laid, nobody can convince you or confuse you when it comes to kingdom wealth. Nobody will be able to tell you they are wasting your time for you paying your tithe. Why? Because you have a solid foundation when it comes to the building. Without the building, without the foundation, the building will be shaken. Anybody can come to you and tell you are wasting your time, and then you will listen to them. Glory to God. When the foundation is solid, nothing can convince you otherwise. Very quickly tonight, facts to note on the covenant of financial capacity. Facts to note on the covenant of financial capacity. Facts to note on the covenant of financial capacity. Number one, by giving God the first place when it comes to our finances. By giving God the first place when it comes to our finances. Giving God the first place empowers us to flourish in hard times. Giving God the first place when it comes to our finances. When we give God the first place in our finances, it empowers us to flourish in hard times. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 to 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out or burst forth with new wine. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all. In other words, when we remember God first, he gives to us abundantly. That was exactly what happened to Peter. He said, Peter, I need your boat. Peter said, take it, sir. And after he had used the boat, he said, because you have given to me first, you have considered me. He says, cast your net now. Peter said, we have toiled all night. We caught nothing. It doesn't work that way. He said, but at your word, we will do that. And then he said, what they caught, they had to beckon on people to help them out because the increase was too much for them. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Many joke with anything else, but they cannot joke with their finances. They can joke with everything else, but when it comes to finances, you are touching the very dangerous part of their lives. He says, give me first. You see, when it comes to finances, people are quiet too. Glory to God. When it comes to finances, people, that's when people become very quiet. Or when it comes to finances, that's when some people become very vocal. No. Don't even go there. Glory to God. He said, make for God first. And when you make for him first, and people are, it is usually expenses first for many people. But from tonight, your story will change. God is saying, make for me first, and you will never lack what you give me. For example, those who invest their time will have time redeemed for them. Those who invest their strength will have their strength renewed. Those who invest their resources, their finances, will not lack heaven's resources. And we have been reading Deuteronomy chapter 8, but let's take a critical look at it again. Beginning from verse 11. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 11. Please take care of those children. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping the commandments, his commandments and his judgments, and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses, and dwelt therein, And when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. So, this is what you should do. Verse 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. In other words, what you have is not your own. Somebody gave it to you. Don't forget him. Go back to verse 11. Verse 11. Glory to God. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgment and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Beware that you don't forget him. And then in verse 12, he said, lest when thou hast eaten and are full, don't think it is your paycheck. Don't think it is your business. Don't think it is your power. He said, and has built goodly houses and dwelt therein. And when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then your heart is lifted up. And thou what? Forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. So, this is what you should do. Verse 18, remember, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he. It is not your power, it is not your business, it is not your purse, it is not your paycheck, it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Don't forget him. Don't forget that. Whatever we have and what we will ever be is from him. Remembering him with our finances commits him to empower us the more. Remembering him with our finances commits him to empower us the more. Very quickly again. What are the facts to note on the covenant of financial capacity? What was number one? Huh? Number two. By starting from where we are. Start from where you are. Start from where you are. We do not have to have a lot to start. We start from where we are and it commits to increasing us. Start from where we are. The reason the poor remains poor is because the poor will never give. The poor will never give the little that is in his hands. That's the reason the poor remains poor. If the poor wants to live where they are, the small they have in their hands, give out of it. What you have in your hands is not always food. It's not for food. There is what is called seed that turns your seed into fruits. You want to be a giver? Be a sower. To see the covenant of wealth, we must obey the terms of the covenant. And what is the terms of the covenant? Seed time and harvest. 1 John 5 and verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. But you know what? The commandments of financial fortune are grievous to many. That's why they cannot see it. To let go of the little that they have is grievous. They can't let the seed go. But the Bible says there is he that soweth, that scattereth, and yet it increaseth. He said, there is he that goes to sow and weeps, and then comes back with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. The covenant is the covenant of seed time and harvest. It is not the volume of the seed. It is the obedience of the covenant. It's not the volume. It's not. You remember the widow in scriptures? Jesus said, out of everybody in this place, out of everybody in the church today, this widow gave the best. Gave the might. Because that was all that she had. And her name inscribed in scriptures forever. Deuteronomy 16 and verse 17. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. Are you saying God has not given you nothing? God has given you something. The reason you remain where you are is because you will not ascribe anything back to him. Abraham kept every instruction of God, and God changed his level. There is a man called Napoleon. Napoleon Hill. Please put it up. Napoleon Hill. Look at what he said. He said, do something with what you have, where you are, and God will not leave you where you are, but increase you with what you have. Glory to God. Give, do. Where is it again? Do something with what you have, where you are. So that means everybody where they are, have something. Do something with what you have, where you are, and God will not leave you where you are, but increase you because of what you have that you have given. Do something with what you have, where you are, and God will not leave you where you are, but he will increase you. Pay somebody's school fees where you are. $50, Canadian dollars, is 30,000 naira somewhere. You mean you don't have $50 in... Is it not 3 months they pay? You don't have $50. Let's assume you can't pay somebody's school fees in dollars. You can pay it in another currency. And God is the God of all nations. He's not looking at where you paid it. He's looking at the heart where which you paid it, whereby he will pay you back. $50 somewhere, which is 30,000. You pay somebody's school fees 30,000 naira. They are praying for you every day for the next 1 month. Is that man that paid, though? That man paid my school fees. 30,000 naira, $50 that you go to wherever. And you eat dinner with it, yourself alone, and one other person. You have already expended 30,000 naira that somebody should have used, could have used as school fees. Glory to God. Give somebody $20 gift card. Oh, the Lord bless you. I just felt like, please, use this $20 to buy something for your children. And you are not asking them again, what did you do with the $20 I gave you, gift card I gave you? Glory to God. You are not asking them again. You are not looking at them again. They are not looking for you again. Glory to God. Take note. Every seed is designed for harvest. In other words, seed, when sown, is guaranteed a harvest. But preceding harvest are demands. Glory to God. Very quickly, demands for guaranteed returns on our seed sown. I'm going going to rush over this one right now. Demands for guaranteed returns on our seed sown. In other words, what will our seed demand from every seed sower? Demands for guaranteed returns on our seed sown. Number one, remember that whether we give or not, it does not change God. Whether you give or not, it does not change the position of God. Our giving or indifference to giving does not change God. We come, we leave, but God remains. I am that I am. It does not change. Every farmer that keeps his seed, he says, you know what? I don't like God this year. I'm not sowing this seed. Who pays for it? It does not change the position of God. Whether you give or not, it does not change the position of God. It does not change. Exodus 3:14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am sent me unto you. Whether you think you are offering me is what I first, whatever you are offering me is what I first gave to you. John 1:16, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. So whether you give it or not, it does not change who I am, is what God is saying. It doesn't change who God is. You can hold on to your seed. You can hold on to whatever you have. It does not change who God is. God remains I am that I am. Isaiah 66 verses 1 to 3. It says, thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? I had a good understanding of this scripture. He says, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. In other words, I live in heaven. And that is my throne. So, can you come to heaven and build me a house? Huh? Can you? He says, but the earth is my footstool. So, I live in heaven. But then, my legs rest on the earth. Which house will you build for me on the earth that will take everything? Whatever you are building for me, we can only take my feet. Every other thing is exposed. Glory to God. There is nothing that we do to him or give to him that can... Glory to God. The earth is my footstool. Where my feet rest. So which house can fit me? Verse 2. It says, Isaiah 66 verses 1 to 3. Verse 2. For all those things hath my hand made. For all those things have been saith the Lord. To this man will I look, even to him that is poor of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrificeth a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighted in their abomination. In other words, whatsoever you are given, it does not matter to me if I'm not accepting it. He that killeth an ox as if he slew a man. You know, you think you are offering a sacrifice. You killed an ox. And he said, you have killed a man. You think you are offering a sacrifice, this is against you. He said, he that sacrificeth a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck. He says it's not acceptable. You give, I am. You don't give, I am. Giving or not giving does not change God's position. You hold on to your seed, it does not change who God is. Number two, quickly. Demands. Sow in love. Sow in love. Please take note. We can give without love. 1 Corinthians 13:3. And do I bestow my goods to feed the poor? And do I give my body to be burned and have not love? It profited me nothing. We can give without love, but number 2b, we cannot genuinely love and not give. We cannot genuinely love and not give. 2 Corinthians 8, 7 to 8. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. That is the giving grace. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. Prove that you love by giving. If you truly love, you will truly give. Everybody that truly loves, truly give. When Paul was going to reject the seed of the Macedonian church, look at what he said. Look at what they told him. He said, no, I don't need your gift. Look at what they told him, the Macedonian church. 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 4. Praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. Okay, if you don't want to receive it, it is not for you. It is for the saints. Just help us and distribute it to the saints. It's not for you. It is for the saints. Love was at the root of their faith. We must have faith in the seed, but we sow in love. Otherwise, love is what makes the seed yield. If it is not born out of love, the seed will be rotten. It will not answer anywhere. Galatians 5:6, it says, but faith which worketh by love. What am I saying? Love is the fertilizer that fertilizes the seed. Without love, seed will be DOA. Medical people, what does that mean? It's dead on arrival. Without love, seed is DOA. That's why Paul said to the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians 8, 7 to 8, therefore, as ye abound in everything, I know, Corinthian church, you know faith, you have faith, you have utterance, you have knowledge, you have diligence, and your love to us is great. But how can you prove your love to us? Abound in this grace also, give. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, glory to God. Hallelujah. You are a church of faith. You are rich in utterance. You are great in knowledge. You are diligent, full of love. But the only way you can prove your love is in your giving. You, no matter how you tell your wife, I love you, I love you, I love you, and nothing is coming from you. One day they will say, prove it. You have been saying it. I love you, I love you, I love you. It's not just by mouth. Prove it. Let something come out of your pocket. You know, I love you more than anything. I love you. Keep quiet, my friend. What are you bringing today? Not even ice cream. You went out. You didn't bring ice cream. You are saying, I love you. Is it your words that we eat? Glory to God. Sincerity of our love is that we will prove it by giving. You can't just love with mouth. You love with action. Finally, demands of guaranteed returns on our seed sown. So as a privilege and not as a burden. So as a privilege and not as a burden. Never see sowing as a burden. Farmers see planting season as a privilege. A privilege for what? A privilege for multiplication. A privilege for harvest. Don't see sowing as a burden. Seeing sowing as a burden is like pouring acid on your seed. When you see sowing as a burden, you are actually pouring acid on your seed. So the seed is DOA. Sin, now Jeremiah 23:35-40. Thus shall ye say, everyone to his neighbor, and everyone to his brother, what had the Lord answered? And what had the Lord spoken? And the burden of the Lord shall ye mention no more. Never say, my seed, this thing is a burden. For every man's word shall be his burden. For ye have perverted the words of the living God, of the Lord of hosts, our God. He said, thou shalt say to the prophet, what had the Lord answered thee, and what had the Lord spoken? But since ye say, the burden of the Lord, therefore, thus saith the Lord, because ye say this word, the burden of the Lord, and I have sent unto you, saying, you shall not say that, the burden of the Lord. Therefore, because you keep saying it, therefore, behold, I, even I, will utterly forget you. Say, God forbid. He said, and I will forsake you, and the city that I gave you and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence, and I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame shall not be forgotten. The foundation teaches us that we should never see sowing as a burden. Sowing is a privilege. Either you are sowing to your parents, you are sowing to the kingdom, you are sowing to the poor, whatever you are doing, see it as a privilege. Now, let me close with this. The people you are sowing into their lives, will they take advantage of you? Yes. By God's grace, I pay a lot of school. Some of you know what I'm talking about. School fees in Nigeria. Recently, one of them said to me, they said we should close, the school will be closed for three weeks. And I don't have laptop. I want to stay in school. I need laptop. And you know why I say, because a couple of months earlier, you told me that you needed a laptop, but I should just buy you a phone. That you will use the phone as laptop. Glory to God. And I bought the phone, 100,000 naira for you. I said, okay, go home. You don't need to stay in school. Or use your phone as your laptop. They say, okay, sir, thank you, sir. Will they try to take advantage of you? Yes! But it must not. It says give with discretion. It didn't say give with stupidity. Give with discretion, not with stupidity. That the Bible commands that we give does not mean you will now give everything that you have in your hand and be stupid with it. Give with discretion. Okay. If I calculate to buy you an whatever it is now, I don't even want to know how much is it, because I will now raise your hope to make you think that I'm buying it. We are not even going there. Use your phone. We just bought that one. But you see, if you close your heart to one person or to everybody, you are closing your lifting in God's eyes. Some of them will make you think you are stupid. But keep doing what you are doing. The ones you can't do, you leave it. But the ones you can do, do it. Not for them. For the one that will reward you. Rise up on your feet. Glory to God. Give God thanks tonight. Very quickly. Give him praise. Give him glory, honor, and adoration. And magnify his name. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt you. Lord, we magnify your name. Thank you and thank you and thank you, Jesus. Blessed and blessed and blessed be your name. We worship you, Lord. We glorify your name, Lord. We exalt your name. Thank you, Holy One. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have prayed. Amen. Your amen is weak.
Amen.
In Jesus' marvelous name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Someone is there tonight that wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to know you as my Lord and my Savior. Somebody else is here that wants to say, sweet King of glory, I want to rededicate my life to you. Things have been rough for me, and it's because that I left your presence. I want to return. Why not tonight? Put your right hand on your heart. You are here in the sanctuary. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I want to know you as my Lord and Savior. I want to be born again. Someone else wants to say, Lord, I want to rededicate my life to you. If you are doing that, don't bring your heart down. Don't worry about anybody that is looking at you. It is between you and your heavenly Father. Put your right hand on your heart. I'm going to pray with you right now. And if you are doing that, online and on ground, repeat these words after me very quickly. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you tonight just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day, you rose again that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for I'm born again. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. The same grace will preserve them. These ones will never go back to perdition again. They will begin to take root downwards and bear fruit upwards. To the praise and to the glory of your name. Thank you, everlasting Father. Jesus, most marvelous name, we have prayed. You said that prayer in your heart, just wave your hands to Jesus. You said that prayer online, send a text message to the number that has been displayed right now, and somebody will be by your side to assist you. You said that prayer online, on ground, wave your hands to Jesus, and somebody will be by your side to assist you. Church, I thought you are clapping. Glory to the name of the Lord. And right now, church, know that as I am sowing as a privilege. It is not as a burden. I am sowing my seed. That I have seed is a privilege. Speak to him right now. Speak to the King of glory. Speak to him tonight. My seed is a privilege. My Father and my God, I am sowing this seed as a privilege, not as a burden. I am sowing this seed as a privilege, not as a burden. I am sowing this seed as a privilege. Whatever seed I'm sowing, Lord, let it be a privilege. I see it as a privilege, not as a burden. And you will use it to enlist me in the kingdom as a financial fortune holder. Lift up your voice to him. Speak to him tonight. Glory to the King of glory. Speak to him. Speak to him, Lord. I sow this seed as a privilege, not as a burden. My seed is a privilege, not a burden. My seed is a privilege, not a burden. Thank you, Holy One. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have prayed. Lift up the communion table to heaven, Father. We declare the table blessed tonight. We declare everyone that partakes of it tonight, whatsoever was not found in you, Jesus, will never be found in us. Whatsoever was not found in you will be taken off our own body.
Amen.
No more sickness.
Amen.
No more disease.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. You never lacked, Lord. Our financial struggle is finally over.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Turn every financial struggle to financial fortune.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy One. In Jesus' marvelous name. Let's partake of the communion table. As the Overcomer's voice minister. Yeah.